Business Monitor, where you'll hear the confessions of an airline stewardess just 2.5 minutes from now. I'm Ted Steele here at the controls. Uh-oh, I have a feeling I've missed the plane because here comes the Chattanooga choo-choo. Harper's Bazaar makes it go.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. We gotta get there on time. We can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. We got our fare and just a little to spare. A certain party at the station. Satin and lace. I used to call Bunny Face. She's gonna cry.
Now from trains to planes, where we usually hear coffee, tea, or milk. Yeah, that's the familiar phrase of those lovely creatures who fly the friendly skies of all the airlines. A lot of travelers, of course, have tried to encourage more than friendship in the skies. Only the stewardesses themselves know all about that. Two of them have finally told all in their uninhibited memoirs titled Coffee, Tea, or Me. The girls are Trudy Baker and Rachel Jones. Dale Remington interviewed Trudy Baker for Monitor.
Hello, Trudy.
Hi.
How did you get the title, Coffee, Tea, or Me?
It's sort of an inside airline type joke that we've known for years and years about.
Well, I will quote from your book where you say, yes, we meet interesting men, and good or bad, meeting men is the name of the stewardess game. Is that true?
Well, yes, isn't it true of any single girl, no matter what the job, everybody's out looking for someone either to date, to marry. This type of thing, this is true of everyone. But, of course, with stewardesses, we stand a greater chance of meeting more people. I have an awful lot of good friends that I have met on the airplane. In fact, I married my husband. I met him on a flight and married him 2 years later.
Were you always looking for the white knight to come along?
No, not particularly. In fact, I wasn't in any hurry to get married whatsoever. I wanted a good time and travel. This is one of the great things about the job, the traveling. We work, on an average of 11 days a week, 12 days, 16 days at the most, and then we take off on our own airline with free passes and 75% discount on the other airlines overseas. So it's really a marvelous, marvelous job.
Well, now, stews have developed an inner radar system that's part of the game among themselves. They use the radar to guess the married status of the male passenger, his nationality and profession.
Right.
How do you do it?
Well, you can always tell. Not always. We do get fooled once in a while. You can usually tell a married man. Many, many times they'll take their wedding band off. And, you know, of course, there's the pale skin staring you in the face. There.
Scaring you.
Scaring you. Yeah, it does scare us. Or they'll say, we'll ask them, they'll start making a pass, and we'll say, well, where do you live? And they'll say, oh, out in the suburbs, or they'll start talking about their pet dog. You know, this kind of, you can almost sense it by the type of conversation they carry on. Very seldom, and I do like this type of thing, a married man will come up and say, look, I'm married, I'm going to be in town, I don't know a soul here, I'm here on business. Would you like to come out to dinner with me? There's nothing in it, you know, I just like to have some company. Now, this I really appreciate. This is maybe you don't know anyone in the city and you'd like to have somebody to talk to that's pleasant company.
Well, now,
this I prefer.
Do you feel that that honest approach on behalf of a married man works? I mean, is that a good...
Yes. It does. It will tend to work more than this sneaking around, which we usually find out about anyhow.
Well, now, do stewardesses on a plane, now the passengers are all belted in, the plane is running down the runway, do you compare notes and say, hey, did you case...
Oh, of course! This is the most normal thing. Somebody's up there checking seatbelts, and they come back to the galley and say, hey, get a look at that one in 17C, and oh, boy, is he a dish. Oh, sure, this goes on. Of course, most often they don't say anything at all. They want them for themselves.
So there's no trading of interest. Well, now, is your book, Coffee, Tea, or Me, a kind of handbook for stewardesses or people, young ladies who are thinking of going into the profession?
Well, you could call it that, yes. I hope the girls reading it will want to go into airline work. I know if I had a daughter, I would certainly want her to be a stewardess.
You'd know what she was up to, wouldn't you?
Well, no, it's marvelous training. You learn to take care of yourself, and you have a certain amount of poise after 2 months in the job. You either have it or you quit by then. But it is. It's marvelous training. I loved it.
I'm quoting from your book. You say, despite the many bad thoughts we have about men, we usually end up marrying one. That's the way it's supposed to go, and we wouldn't have it any other way. And
right.
Judy, you yourself married a passenger.
I certainly did.
Many thanks for being with us. By the way, have I ever flown with you?
Not with me. Now, you might have flown with Rachel, but I don't remember you on the flight.
Well, Trudy Baker, co-author with Rachel Jones of Coffee, Tea, or Me, The Uninhibited Memoirs of Two Airline Stewardesses, thanks for being with us today. This is Dale Remington reporting for Monitor.
All right, men, in the air or on the ground, remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. And you heard it on the Monitor Beacon.
See Debbie Reynolds and Barry Nelson in Mary, Mary on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30.
An excitable young publisher who has divorced one wife thinks twice before he marries again. Debbie Reynolds and Barry Nelson star tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4.
At 17 past the hour, time for Monitor Music. Here's Dionne Warwick. And I say a little prayer.
The moment I wake up, before I touch on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Oh, I'm holding in my hand now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you.
I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time. I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever.
Thank you.
Monitor on stage, star performances recorded live in leading theaters and nightclubs all across the country. Here's the team of Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira in a comedy routine about love and marriage titled Hate.
Most of us live in apartment buildings, so you're familiar with the New York building code. You know, the one that states the walls have to be just thick enough that you can hear exactly what happens in the next apartment. And we always do. We don't try to listen. We just can't help it. I mean, we overheard a conversation between the man and woman next door to us. This conversation didn't go something like this. It went exactly like this.
I hate you.
You hate me? I hate you.
You don't know what hate is, the kind of hate I have for you.
Listen, my hate for you is such a hate, such a hot hate. I hate you with hot heaping hunks of hate.
I'd like to ask one question. Do you think this marriage can be saved?
Are you kidding? This is the flop of the century, this marriage.
Great. Let's get a divorce.
Oh, nothing to make me happier than a divorce.
What a waste.
8 years down the drain.
Eight long, miserable, rotten years gone forever.
When I think of what I gave up because of you.
What you gave up?
Yes, what I gave up.
I was a young...
Stupid.
Innocent.
Ignorant.
Naive.
Dumb. Dummy, dumb, dumb.
Look, let's stop all this before it reaches the name-calling stage. All I want to know is one thing.
What
is this going to cost me?
What?
I mean, in dollars and cents, what is this going to cost me to get out of this bind?
Wait a minute. You think I want your money?
Oh, I think you want my money. I know you want my money.
Are you kidding? I'll pay you to get out of here.
Oh, that's great. Louis Neiser should hear this right now.
Louis Neiser. Call him up. Big deal. Legal aid. That's
you. You married me for my money and my artistic ability.
Artistic ability?
Yes, my profession.
Artistic. You call painting a white line down the streets of New York.
I'm creatively inclined and you discourage it, you.
You pitiful boob, you civil servant. Get out.
Don't worry, I'm leaving here. You see that door?
I go through that door, baby. That's the closet.
Of course it's the closet, Dumbo. I was just testing
you. The last test you took was for 3B and you flunked.
All right,
remember?
I'm getting out of here.
Get your
right
coat
now.
On.
I'm leaving here right now. Where are my mittens?
They're right there. Pull down the string.
That's it. Now, you see, you just lost the last possible chance for reconciliation right then and there. I'm leaving here right now. Where's my toothbrush?
I don't know where your toothbrush is.
I cannot leave this place without the toothbrush.
Come on. Break down. Buy another toothbrush.
I cannot replace the toothbrush.
Why not?
It's the one you gave me for my birthday.
You mean that toothbrush?
Yes. My Batman toothbrush.
I had no idea you liked it so much.
It was the first time anybody ever gave me a toothbrush that matched my eyes.
It wasn't easy finding a bloodshot toothbrush. You could have said something.
All right,
you could have let me know.
All right, look. If you find the brush...
Yeah.
Will you send it to
me? Well, of course. I mean, that's your toothbrush.
Well, this is it.
This is it.
Goodbye, Natalie.
Monroe, wait.
What?
Look, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and then go.
Well, I really can't.
Come on, look. The coffee is warm on the stove. Just one cup of coffee.
All right, just one cup. How many spoons of coffee did you put in this pot?
Oh, I put 5 spoons in a pot.
How many times have I told you, put just 4 spoons of coffee in the pot?
Well, honey, you see, there's 2 for you and 2 for me and 1 for the pot.
Well, who has to drink the coffee, me or the pot? When you make a steak, you make 1 for me, 1 for you, 1 for the oven.
Honey, I always make it that
way. Sweetheart, I always hate it that way.
You don't like the coffee?
No, I don't like the coffee.
Don't drink the coffee. Go down to the corner and get coffee.
Look, you, who's the breadwinner around here?
Breadwinner, crumb winner, that's what you
are. Oh, I hate you.
Oh, you hate me, I hate you.
You don't know what hate is?
How
the kind of hate I have for you. Napoleon hates Waterloo.
Stiller and Mira for Monitor on Stage. Here's a new one by the Blades of Grass. That's what a boy likes.
That's what a boy likes.
That's what a boy likes. Whatever all those things were they said there. Here's one thing a girl likes. Remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Generation and Birds of Britain. In central Mississippi, you're hearing us on WGRM Greenwood. Wherever you are, stay with us. There's more to come. I'm Ted Steele, and this is Monitor.
In just 40 minutes, the talented Caterina Valenti on Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
Say, Hey, Mom, it's eating time again, but why bother preparing the food? Make eating time a pleasure time and go to Wetson's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurants in Staten Island, 1525 Highland Boulevard.
This is Thomas Hoving. When you're out bicycling in Central Park Tuesday night, pedal right up to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. We're open until 10 o'clock p.m., and there's free parking for bikes.
The Long John Neville Show with old-time medicine man Doc Milton Bartok is a good offer tonight at midnight on WNBC.
You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Are you interested in Israel? If you are, you will be inspired by the celebration of Israel's 20th anniversary at the Hanukkah Festival for Israel at Madison Square Garden, December 4th, December 18th, and January 1st. Celebrate the miracle of Hanukkah, which restored freedom in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Celebrate the miracle of the rebirth of Israel in our own town. For ticket information, call OR79344, OR79344. Mayor Lindsay says New York needs you. Right now, the city is calling for volunteers to help with its poverty program. There are dozens of jobs you can choose from. Maybe you'd like to work with preschool children, tutor adults in English or math, teach arts and crafts, work with teenagers in recreation centers. It's your choice to do something real about making New York a better place to live. All it takes is 3 or 4 hours a week. Call the Volunteer Council of New York City. 566-5950. Get involved. New York needs you. Call 566-5950. This is the Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
At 15 minutes before the hour, here's a new song by Don Ho. It's called Tutu Kane, which sounds to me like a description of a Hawaiian ballet dancer.
We call our grandfathers in Hawaii Tutu Kane. We've learned to weave coconut hats from Tutu Kane. Tutu Kane sits and waits. Hey, listen to the mission bell. Stand alone, he's a watcher and he's a waiting. Weave a coconut hat now. Tutu Kane, weave a coconut hat. He's been told by the rich ones. Listen, he's been treated like a man, a second rate. At the rain to his crying, we let a coconut hat. To the county, we let a coconut hat. Time has gone by, and now that to the county is gone, I'm here.
It comes up roses in professional hockey.
Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Pardon me, are you ready to order? Incidentally, may I correct you on one thing? It's not Montego, it's Mercury Montego, after the bay of the same name.
Oh, really? I thought it was Montego.
No. It's Montego, Mercury's newest, lowest-priced luxury car with a fine car touch. It combines cougar excitement with full six-passenger comfort.
Thank you.
Pronounced Montego.
Thank you very much. Listen, before we start, I think we'd like to have a couple of tomato juice cocktails.
Yes, that's tomato juice cocktails, sir, but I'll get them for you right away.
Gee, that waiter's really smart.
Yeah, but he just blew a tip.
Take a tip from us. See the 1968 Mercury Montego at your Mercury dealers now.
With a hockey pro like the Rangers' Rod Gilbert on the firing line, Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon leads off with the jackpot question. Is New York going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
Well, that's a big question to answer right now. But as far as I'm concerned, I think that everybody is very, very optimistic about our doing so. As you know, we practically have the same team as last year, same players, same coach. And I feel that we're a little improved by having a year together under our belt. So all in all, I think that if we can put a straight of wins together, I think that we're our shot of finishing very high in the standing and going all the way comes very possible.
You're off to, I would say, on the basis of last year at this time, you're off to a fairly slow start. Is there a reason for this? You've only scored so far, you've only scored four goals.
Yes, well, I definitely am having a slower start this year as far as goal production is concerned. But I'm playing with different fellas that are getting a lot of goals for our team, a fellow like Vic Hadfield and Jean Rattel. And our line is the highest scoring line on our club right now. And all last year, Len, I wasn't much of a playmaker. I only had 18 assists compared to 28 goals. But this year, with only 17 games gone, I've already have 12 assists, which is...
You're setting the boys up a little more.
Correct. And an assist is sometimes, I feel it, it's just as important as a goal.
Are you going for the new curve stick that everybody seems to be using?
Yeah, well, we have the best goalie in hockey, and he seems to be... talking about curve stick all the time. He says it's very hard to stop a shot with a curve stick, and I feel that by using it, the other goaltenders must feel the same way. And it's very unpredictable the way your shots are going to go, and I feel that you can score from further out with a curved blade. And if it's good enough for Bobby Hall, he scores 50 goals and over every year. I feel that it should be good enough for me.
Do you get more power with the curved blade? Are they as accurate?
It takes time to develop an accurate shot with a curved stick, a curved blade stick. But you also make the puck do different things.
Put a little English on it, huh?
It'll curve, it'll drop, and that makes it very hard for the goalie.
Do you get more oomph into your shot, or is there a loss of power, or is it just about the same?
Oh, I would feel that you get more power from it. Mm. Yes, definitely.
I noticed, too, that Jockerman is experimenting with the face mask. This, I guess, is also because of that curved blade, isn't it?
This is his reason, yes. He started using it in practice, and I was surprised because he was always against using a face mask. But this is the reason he gives, and it's good. It's good reason.
Well, Rod Gilbert, let's hope that the Rangers win tomorrow night against St. Louis, and that they do go on and give Ranger fans their first Stanley Cup championship. And thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about Autolite.
Le Mans, France, June 1967. You're listening to the car that won. The Ford Mark IV, a $100,000 car, with a battery that's almost a carbon copy of the one you buy for under $22. It's an Autolite battery. How come a low-priced Autolite battery in a $100,000 car? Because there is no better battery for the job, not at any price. Get an Autolite battery for your car, whatever kind you drive.
All the most interesting people on Monitor Sports every weekend. Here's Margaret Whiting with I Almost Called Your Name.
We were dancing, and he laughed just like you used to. He touched my hand and held me just like you used to.
Ever happened to you?
Oh, wow. You're with this groovy chick like you never thought she'd go out with you. And there she is, right next to you in your car. You drive out to this special place, you know, a hillside, all green. And down there's the town. And there's the river and the bridge. Oh, great. And you really want to play it big. So you take out a pack of butts and you offer her one. And she knocks you over when she says,
"Did we come here to smoke cigarettes or to kiss?"
Oh, that pack has got to fly at least 40 feet.
Are there any other reasons not to smoke cigarettes? Ask your American Cancer Society.
Baltimore and Ohio Marching Band song played by the Baltimore and Ohio Marching Band. That figures. Figure how to please the lady on your list, my friend. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. NBC News on the Hour is next, and then I'll be back with more of Monitor. I'm Ted Steele.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Professors, all right, let me respond to that for just a moment, if I may. When you find me a professor who can show me a specific case of which he has been the witness of an inaccurate, deliberately distorted casualty report from an American forces unit in Vietnam, I will cheerfully shake hands with that man and admit I am wrong. First, you're going to have to find me a professor who's bothered to get off the campus long enough to gather some evidence.
That's WNBC's evidence. You'll enjoy the provocative sounds of Brad Crandall. Weeknights from 9 to midnight on WNBC.
See Debbie Reynolds and Barry Nelson in Mary, Mary on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30.
An excitable young publisher who has divorced one wife thinks twice before he marries again. Debbie Reynolds and Barry Nelson star tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4. You're in the big time when you join Big Wilson mornings from 5 to 9 on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. It's 44 degrees at 9 o'clock.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Here's Robert Gorowski.